Georgia school systems have two main funding sources. The first is local property taxes, which have steadily declined. The second source is a state funding mechanism called the Quality Basic Education Formula, or QBE. That includes factors such as numbers of students and proportions of economically disadvantaged students. According to the report, QBE has also declined. Education policy analyst Claire Suggs authored the report.
We found at the state level that across the state, state funding has fallen about 15% since 2002.
Suggs concedes money has been tight across the board as the state has struggled to recover from the Great Recession. But she says schools' needs are increasing while money isn't.
It does speak to legislative priorities and decisions that the legislature has made about how they're going to spend money and also how their willingness to look at revenues.
State lawmakers say they're working on a solution. Representative Brooks Coleman of Duluth chairs the House Education Committee. He says the General Assembly has tried to boost QBE when possible.
We've been rolling all additional money into QBE and not in these special projects that's happened in the past. That's helping some. We're rolling things like transportation into QBE that's been outside the budget in the past. And, yeah, we need some additional money, yes, and we're going to be looking and making some recommendations through the budget office of what we think we need to do.
The QBE hasn't changed much since 1985, but Coleman says it could this legislative session. He says lawmakers will hold a series of listening sessions around the state to help them determine priorities in education. He says that could lead to reform. Martha Dalton, WABE News.